Shalom to all! Today we're learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Avos and the very first Mishnah Maseches Harayos. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Chos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezechet Avayin, receiving Hagon Bekarav Mamesh. Now remember, the previous Mishnah had listed five different kinyanim, five acquisitions, if you will, of Hashem, which as we explained means that these are five very special things that Hashem holds very dear and cherished to him in this world. However, Mishnah Yud Aleph emphasizes, Kol Ma Shebar Kosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilamai, Loi Bar El Chvoidai. Everything that Kosh Baruch Hu created in this world, it was only created for his covet, for his honor, for his glory. Don't just think that it's these five things that Hashem loves and that bring him glory, but everything else we don't have to pay attention to. Really, it's every single thing in this world that Hashem created is for his glory, for his honor. And how do we know this? Shem, because the pasuk says, "Kol nikra b'shmi, everyone who's called by my name, v'lechvoidi barasiv, and I've created for my kavod, yitzartiv afasisiv, I fashioned, even made, or even perfected." V'aymer, the pasuk says, "Hashem yimlech la'olam vaid, Hashem shall reign, he shall be the king for all eternity." And so we see that everything that Hashem created this world is really for his kavod, for his honor. Obviously, the tzaddik and the Chachamim and those that bring real Kiddush Hashem, and even those things that might seem like they're not for the Kavod of Hashem, they too bring Kavod to Hashem. Now, in many prints of Mishnah, after Mishnah Yud Aleph, we have the following Mishnah. Rabbi Chananya Makashi Omer, Rotza Gosh Baruch Lazakas Yisrael, Hashem wanted to give Schosim, he wanted to give merit to Am Yisrael, Lefikach, therefore, Hirbalem Torah Mitzvahs, he increased for them, giving them many Torah Mitzvahs. Shanamar Kosapazik says, Hashem Chafetz Amad Sidko Yadil Torah Yadir, and this is actually not part of Maseches Avos, it's at the end of Maseches Makos, it's the last Mishnah over there. That it's brought after Maseches Avos, really after every parak in Maseches Avos, and therefore it's brought at the end of the Masechta over here as well. Mazdor finishing Maseches Avos together, just like Ruzecha finished this Masechta together, we should Ruzecha finish the entire Shas Mishnayos together. And now, without any delay, we're moving right into the brand new Masechta, Maseches Harayos, which is the last Masechta in Seder Nezikin, and it's actually quite a short one. We're going to, Be'ez Hashem, be finished the Seder in just a week and a half. Now, what's this Masechta about? So, literally, the word Harayos means rulings, like a Hayra, a Psak from a Bezdin, and the main focus on the Masechta is regarding carbon chatos. We know in general when a person is over an aver b'shoigeg inadvertently that if he were to have done it b'mezid, if he were to have done it on purpose, he'd be chayv kare. So when he does it b'shoigeg, he brings a carbon chatos. And this is a classic example of a chatos yachid or a hedyot, a private person in his carbon. And there's a few others that fit into this category. There's another category called chatos tzibur. One of them, which is going to be the main focus of the first parak, is called par helim davar shel tzibur, which is when the Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly about a da'iraisa permitting something that's really usher. And most of the nation followed their psak. This carbon, this par helim davar shel tzibur, is brought. Another is related to avodah zara. A third is called par kohen mashiach, when the kohen gadol paskin incorrectly and acted on it. And lastly, there's the sire of the nasi, which really refers to the king. That's the beginning of Mishnah Aleph. Hayru bezdin lavar al achas mikol mitzvos amoros b'tayra. Bezdin, which is referring to the Sanhedrin, as we just said, paskined that it's okay to be over one of the mitzvos in the Torah. For example, chaylev. We know they're forbidden fats. One is not allowed to eat them if he does his chayv kares. And Sanhedrin came out with this incorrect psak that it is okay to eat these chalavim, to eat these fats. And v'halach ha-yachid, an individual fellow went, v'asa shayg al-p'yem, and he acted b'shaygig, inadvertently, based off of their psak. He told himself, look, it's okay, they paskin that it's fine, and he had some chaylev. Bein sh'asu v'asi moin, whether they acted off of their psak, and he did it with them, or bein sh'asu v'asa achrehen, or they acted off of their psak, and he did it after them, or bein sh'loyasu v'asa, whether they didn't act off of their psak at all. They just authored the psak, they wrote it up, and they sent it out. Again, our example is that they said that these fats are permitted, you could eat them, and he was the one that did it. He ate some of these fats. They didn't do it at all. In all these situations that we mentioned, Potter, this fellow who ate these forbidden fats, he's Potter. He doesn't have to bring carbon chatos, Mnisha Tala Bezin, because he relied on what Bezin said. He wasn't relying on himself, he was relying on Bezin, so he doesn't have to bring a carbon. More examples, Hayru Bezin. Let's say Bezin paskind, Viyada Echerman Chato, and one of the members of Bezin, one of the Dayanim, he knew that they made a mistake. Oi Talmud, or one of their Talmidim, Vu Roy Lahayra, but he's fitting for Psak, meaning he's not on the Bezin, but he's at the agent stage that he's able to paskin, and he knows that they made a mistake. V'halach v'asal pien, and then this fellow, either the Dayon or the Talmud, went and acted based off of this incorrect psak. Bein sh'asu v'asay mahen, whether Bezin also acted off of their psak and he did it with them. Bein sh'asu v'asach rehen, whether they acted off of their psak and he did it after them. Bein sh'loy asu v'asa, whether they didn't act off of their psak at all, but he did. Hari z'chayiv, he is chayiv to bring carbon chatos, his own personal one. Mipnei sh'loy talav Bezin, because he wasn't relying on Bezin, he knew himself the Bezin was wrong. So what he did was his own fault, not Bezdin's, and that's why he's chayv to bring carbon chatos. And Zaklal, this is the rule. Hatoyla ba'atzmai chayv. If a person relies on himself, he's basing himself off his own knowledge, so then he's going to be chayv a carbon chatos v'hatoyla ba'bezdin. But if he's relying on Bezdin, potter, so he's potter for bringing a carbon, because it's up to Bezdin, not up to him. We're going to stop it for the day of Pekel Torah with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.